Hey, what's up? This is Adam Sorma. You can find me on Instagram. It's Asorma, A-S-O-O-R-M-A. And you are listening to Modern Brews and Beats. If you don't know what I'm sipping on, better check it, better get it on. Modern Brews and Beats Podcast. Modern Brews and Beats Podcast. Tip your glass by the beats, son. I'm drinking on something that'll never be gone. Modern Brews and Beats Podcast.
We are doing episode 202 here on Modern Brews and Beats Podcast. I'm Jerry Richard, JW Richard, and I'm coming to you from Pittsburgh as I'm enjoying the Barrel and Flow Fest. It actually has just wrapped up the previous day, so this will be a week past the fest once you actually hear this show, but having a great time here. And with me is Cool Tony D out of Morrilton, Arkansas. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing good. A little jealous you're hanging out up there in the Steelers country. But that's cool, man. I'm glad you got the chance to get up there and say what's up to some of our Modern Brews and Beats fans and listeners and having a good time.
They owe me nothing. I mean, this is a really great time every time I come up here. And one of the main things is just getting that respite from the heat, because it's 77 degrees here right now. And I mean, it would it would be like 101 in Dallas. So I'm taking every advantage of it and just enjoying it here. So yes, I am very happy.
It would be 101 with a heat index of 150 in Texas. I get it.
You know it.
I totally get it, and I don't miss it at all. Man.
Well, you got a 202 reference for us today?
I do. You're at Barrel and Flow, which means it's the month of August right now, and August means football season is right around the corner, along with fantasy football, Jerry. I'm a fantasy football guru. At least I tell myself that. I don't know. I think I'm pretty good, but people in my league think I suck. But that's their thing, and you know they suck too. But
okay.
But in the world of fantasy football, I wanted to talk about a couple of sleepers that I have that I'm keeping an eye on, and we'll see if they get drafted during my fantasy football draft around Labor Day weekend. But in sleepers, that just means, hey, some players that I identified that may not be on someone else's radar. The area code of 202 is Washington, D.C., and I have a couple of sleepers from the Washington Commanders. One is the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Jalen Daniels, who should be the starter up there this coming fall. We shall see. I don't really see anybody else competing with him. Sam Hartwell isn't going to do it out of Notre Dame. I highly doubt it. Jaden Daniels, LSU quarterback, he could be a sleeper because he does have a couple of weapons, including Brian Robinson Jr., who is a strong wide receiver there in D.C. It's definitely someone to keep an eye on. We'll see if some of my we'll see if people in my league, some of the people in my league listen to this podcast and still sign my sleepers during the draft this year. But if they do, I got some more sleepers for them. So I ain't scared of them. I'm going to kick their ass this year. I really am, Jerry. I'm really confident in fantasy football this coming year. It's been about 3 years since I won a championship, and I'm due for one. So that is my 202 reference. I got some sleepers there in D.C., which is area code 202. So there's my sleeper. There's my reference for today.
We'll see how things go with your fantasy football league and see how that all is going to work out. You got a brew that you're spin on?
Didn't even look at what I was reaching for in my refrigerator. But with Point Remove Brewing Company, and if you listen to 201, we had Stephen Dollar on, who's the brewer there. I have tons of Point Remove beer in my refrigerator, man. The other day, they actually had a nice little sale for their Totality Amber Ale, a six-pack for $6. So I bought two of them. So there we go. I just reached in my refrigerator and pulled out a Totality Amber Ale, which I sent you some, or I may have gave you some in person back, was that the early spring or something like that?
It was definitely before the Totality.
Before the eclipse. Yes. Yep. And dude, I've been drinking the hell out of them. a six pack for $6? Come on, man. That's cheaper than some of my domestic light that I'd be drinking. So I had to jump on this. So that's what I'm sipping on, my man. What are you sipping on over there?
So I, again, mentioned that I'm at the Barrel and Flow Festival. And as you know, here in Pittsburgh, that festival has plenty for you to sip on. And I've been enjoying just about all of it as much as I can, you know, get my hands on. So this beer I'm drinking at this time is the Creature Comforts Our Culture Brewing collaboration for Barrel and Flow. It is Harvest and Bloom, a honey wheat ale. So I'll say it's a fruitful seed, feeds the community, sowing nutrients for those who know. It's their little tag on the side there. It's only 5%. And this is a 16-ounce can. Yeah, it's very nice. I mean, it is exactly what it says it is, a honey wheat ale. You get that flavor. It all works very well together. So cheers to Creature Comforts and Our Culture for their collab for Barrel and Flow.
I love it. What was that ABV on that?
Just 5%.
Ooh, nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. See, I love 5%. A good, oh man, that, and with the weather being good up there too, I bet it, that's almost like a comfort blanket for me right there, man. I'd sip on something like that all day.
Absolutely. And there was some really good beers that were sort of in the lower ABVs around the fest this time. Now, one of them is, well, no, two of them. There was someone did Acrospire Brewing did a lavender stout. It's like a lavender coffee stout, and it was only 5% as well. I love a good low ABV stout.
Yeah,
it's got the roasty, it's got the flavor. It may be a little thinner mouthfeel, but I still love something that's a good 5% stout. And so their lavender latte stout, which is I know coffee was in it. Latte may have not been in the name. So sorry about that, Acrospire, if you're listening to the show and I got that name wrong. But it was good. It was really good. Cinderlands did a collaboration with Alematic Ales out of Alematic Artisan Ales rather out of Ohio. And it was a black IPA with honey.
Nice.
Took a really nice journey. Yeah, took a really nice journey. It was really good. And I love black IPAs. So
yeah.
Cheers to both of them.
Sounds amazing.
What have you been listening to?
Man, so I haven't really had time to just refresh my mind and refresh my music palette. So I've been going back just listening to older things, which is fine. The reason why I haven't had time to refresh because my kids haven't started school back yet, and I'm so ready, Jerry, like beyond ready for them to start school back. as one of them's yelling in the background now. That's all they do is fight all day. It's the craziest thing. But I went earlier this year. I may have mentioned on the show of a LA indie pop group named Cannons, and I went back to listen to their 2014 album, which is called Night Drive, which is a vibe. Like it's only 10 tracks, 30 minutes long. Man, it's so good. I find myself I've been doing that recently, just going back, kind of listening to older stuff that I just discovered this group earlier this year. So going back to that album, dude, it's been really, really good. So that's what I've been jamming on, especially the last couple of days, is Cannons from indie pop group out of LA. That 2014 album, Night Drive. Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Nice.
What about you, man? What you jamming on out there in Pittsburgh, man? What's the vibe, you know, dude? What's the vibe, man?
Well, every time I come, it is always an intentional, inclusive vibe in terms of if you're just seeing all these beautiful people, you're hearing music, DJs and bands of different types through different corners of the festival itself. The beer and the food, because there are a lot of food vendors out here. Mm-hmm. The art, you'll have people who are, you know, doing live paintings in front of you. And it's just a wonderful way to see that art. It's really amazing. It's great. I'm enjoying things here. Now, for the music that I've been listening to lately, the things that I have on my, as a 2023 album by the British musician Lewis Taylor, and it's an acoustic album. It's just called The Acoustic Album. And I became a big fan of Lewis Taylor in the early 2000s, really from his album Lewis II. He was doing some music for a while, and then he retired. It's sort of a self, imposed retirement for a while, and I think he was just doing, and then recently he's put some music out on his own again. So this acoustic album actually features older songs of his. He actually put out another full-length album for the first time in a few years last year. An album is called Numb. So yeah, Lewis Taylor's new album, or at least his album from last year called the Acoustic Album, is what I've been listening to. So of course, that and all of that stuff on YouTube Music, because that's usually where I get all my stuff. Now, you have a list that is, I know, something you've been wanting to do for a while. Mm-hmm. This is actually going back a bit and getting the top albums from this year. So what was happening with you in 2004 that even makes this list stand out?
It was a year that I stepped into something. It was a closing a chapter of my life in summer of 2003. And in 2004, I was finally able to not necessarily just breathe, to just to start to see the world as a young adult. 2003, I graduated high school. So 2004, I was done with school, man. And I tell people sometimes, man, my journey through grade school, K through 12, 1 through 12, I was not a fan of. I was a decent student. But when counselors and stuff don't really help you because they don't listen, they kind of just leave you out there to fend for, to figure things out on your own while you're in school, trying to get through algebra 2, which I still scratch my head like, what, why are we taking this? But anyway, that's a whole nother. I haven't used it since, at least I don't think I have. But passed my classes. I graduated on the recommended graduation program because they want to put people in different classes. But anyway, I hated high school. I didn't even go to my 20-year reunion this year. Sorry for the people who out there from my high school that wonders why Tony didn't show up. Guys, I didn't like high school. I love all y'all, but I didn't want to celebrate it. But anywho, 2004, man. So 2004, I was finally just free. My mind was set free. And this was around the time period where I started to discover newer music and kind of starting to take a deeper dive into the music that I loved. Around 2002 is when I got into chopping and screwing music. Once I met DJ Curious from DSR, and my best friend Jeff, he's a music head as well. And him and I, especially him, he just took a deep dive into different artists, especially hip hop and rap artists. And I went back and just looking at the music and the albums that came out back in 2004. And man, it was too much for me just to do a simple top five. So today, here on Modern Brews and Beats, is a rare. And this is funny. Whenever my mom and I watch food TV channels and stuff, and when someone mm-hmm. wants like a rare steak, she's like, wow, damn, it's still mooing. Yeah, this thing's still bleeding. This thing's still mooing. I ain't eating no rare steak. Maybe a medium rare, maybe. Okay. So this is my rare Cool Tony D's top 10. Yes, Angie, I said top 10. Top 10 albums of 2004. Let's jump into it, Jerry.
Welcome to the top 10 countdown. You're listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
Hey, Modern Brews and Beats people, let's jump into this. Number 10. Oh, I just wait till we get to the whenever we complete this this two-part episode here, because today I'm gonna do numbers 6 through 10, and we're gonna start at number 10. But that honorable mention list, Jerry, that's all I gotta say. Number 10, September of 2004, Green Day came out with American Idiot. Oh, Jerry, to this day, this album is in the phone. What a mammoth of an album this was. Best rock album, it won at the Grammys. And Boulevard of Broken Dreams won for Record of the Year. This album still gets played on alternative music stations to this day. because it's that damn good. But what's really crazy, Shenanigans was a 2002 album that came out from Green Day, and that was actually a really good album too. But 2004, man, American Idiot was one of the hot singles on there. Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Wake Me Up When September Ends. Oh my goodness, Jerry, this is such a phenomenal album that only makes it to number 10 on my list. And what's funny is, out of this first top five, this was the only like alternative rock band in my in this. But I love this album so much, man. I wonder how much, I need to look it up, like how much money did they make from this album? Because this album is still being, I literally hear Wake Me Up to September Ends probably once a month on some of the, like the satellite alt music stations, because it's that damn good, man. So shout out to Green Day, and that's number 10, American Idiot, of September of 2004. Let's go up top, Jerry. January of 2004.
All right.
I have two, maybe three, and I no particular order, but only one of these guys I actually bought a vinyl of, and probably will buy other vinyls of them if I had to. But I wouldn't mind finding a vinyl of Twista in the album Kamikaze. Jerry. This album here. So I was already a fan of Twister with Adrenaline Rush, which came out in 1997. Fantastic album, which was, that was his third one. His fourth one came out in 2004 with Kamikaze. The mega hit, which was actually on this album and Kanye's album, the other Chicago artist whose vinyl I have of College Dropout, with the single Slow Jams. That's when I feel hip-hop artists that's when I feel people were introduced to who Twista was in 2004 with Slow Jams. And then of course Kanye comes out and does the production for Overnight Celebrity. So Sexy was a great hit, and I believe that was with R. Kelly if I remember correctly. But Sunshine, man, back in the day, all over BET and 106 in the Park and Rap City in the Basement, some of my after-school television programs, Twista and some of his music videos were on there every single day. I have heard Slow Jams, Overnight Celebrity, So Sexy, and Sunshine chopped and screwed by so many different DJs. It will make your head spin. But this album right here, Jerry, is freaking phenomenal. And that was number 9 on my list. January of 2004, Twista. Man, but hey, go back when you can. Listen to that Adrenaline Rush from 1997. That's a badass album, too.
Huh. I'll take a listen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jerry, let's go down to the South. Can we stay in the South for a minute, Jerry? Let's just go down to the South and stay. But let's go over to the ATL. Because in February of 2004, a double album of... It wasn't really... It was under the label of BME Recording Presents. The Kings of Crunk and BME Recording Presents Trillville and Little Scrappy, who I've talked about a few times on the show. I love Trillville and Little Scrappy, and I love anything Little John, but man, this Trillville Little Scrappy album, man. Well, first of all, let's start on the Trillville side. It was 10 tracks. Fantastic. Never Ever was one of my favorite songs, not only just Top to Screw, but just songs period. That crunk music, this is the time where it was really starting to take off, man. And Little John, everything he touched was gold. Get Some Crunkier System with another Atlanta artist, Pastor Troy, who I love, by the way, who I've mentioned on this show before with a couple of songs. We also had the Weakest Link. You're the Weakest Link. Goodbye. Great song. But Cut Some. Everybody knows this song, Cut Some. It starts off with the bed squeaking and it goes into the beat. Beautiful, 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 beautiful song. Trillville side. Oh, yeah. All 10 albums are in the phone, Jerry. Forever and ever. It ain't going nowhere. I need this in my life.
All 10 songs?
All 10. Oh, Jerry, you know there's some skits on that bad boy, too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So all 10 tracks are in the phone to this day. But let's skip on over to this little scrappy side of this double disc album. Man, Little Scrappy, a solo artist. Now, Trillville is a group. Scrappy is a solo artist. And my favorite all-time Little Scrappy song is on this album, and that's Headbuster. If Headbuster came on to this day, everybody's going to stand up and get quote-unquote crunk, because it's that damn contagious. We skip down to number 9, Diamonds in My Pinky Ring. Come on, man. It don't get no better than that, dude. You talk about some straight pimping lyrics, which is in the South, Atlanta, Memphis, New Orleans, even in Houston, Texas. You talk about, there's always some type of pimp song. Yeah, so back in 2004, even prior to that, a lot of hip-hop artists in the South. Don't get me wrong, 50 Cent and Jay-Z had it too up in the North. But I can't remember too many West Coast artists, but I'm sure they did as well. But definitely in the South, maybe because I could, not necessarily I could relate to them, but they always had some type of pimping track in there. Diamonds in My Pinky Ring was a beautiful, beautiful song. I don't have every song of the Scrappy side in my phone, but definitely Headbusters will forever be part of me and part of my phone. And this is a phenomenal double disc album. That's February of 2004. I'm going to mention Little John here again in a minute, but first let's go to number 7, Jerry. Number 7, Changed the World, Jerry. Mm-mm-mm. Why did he switch his style? I don't know. I thought he was crazy after he did it. But apparently he was right and I was wrong. And that's Lil Wayne's The Carter. So, The Carter 2004, then a Carter 2 in 2005. The first Carter still had Manny Fresh on there, for one. Lil Wayne, you changed your whole style. But after you, as many of our listeners here, they hear me talk about how even I do it to this day, I just don't listen to stuff when it first comes out. Of course, it's Lil Wayne. So in 2004, everybody had the Carter because it's Lil Wayne. So you put it in, you're like, I'll come back to it later. Well, when I came back to it later, Jerry, it was a freaking masterpiece. Wow. Bring it back. Go, DJ. That's my DJ. Anything, and I love Manny Fresh. So when I knew Manny produced this album, I think this was the last. Was this the last one that he produced? Yeah, because he didn't produce the Carter 2. Yeah, because all the you can tell Manny Fresh tracks, especially if you were a Cash Money hip hop head like myself. Manny just puts a little bit of his little thing in there. So Bring It Back and Go DJ, two of my favorite tracks on here. But man, Birdman Jr. was on this album. Gosh, man, we said Bring It Back, Get Down. Oh, Snitch. Oh, I love that song. Snitch was on this album as well, too. Man, great album that I did not appreciate probably until almost a year later when the Carter 2 came out. That first Carter, I may go back and listen to this because last time I did it was probably about a year ago, and I fell in love with it all over again. I need to go back and listen to the first Carter. That was in June of 2004. So shout out to the Carter, man. Fantastic. Quick recap here. Number 10 was Green Day's American Idiot. Number 9, Kamikaze with Twista. Great. Slow Jams is on that song, is on that album, along with College Dropout, but fantastic. The Kings of Crunk and BME Record presents Trillville, Little Scrappy. And of course, number 7, Lil Wayne, The Carter. But number 6, I actually just listened to maybe from the time of us recording this. I listened to this album maybe probably 2 weeks ago because I love it so much. November of 2004, Little John the East Side Boys presents Crunk Juice. Oh, Crunk Juice. How beautiful. Such a beautiful album, Jerry. How beautiful can you be?
Yeah, well.
We get Crunk on track 2 with Bo Hagen. Mm-hmm. Which people sleep on Bohegan, really good rapper that never got his notoriety, but every time he was on a Little John track, he came with it. We got the Blow with Gangsta Boo, may she rest in peace. Gangsta Boo was on this album. Mm. E-40 had a skit on here, Jerry. I know how you
E-40
showing the West Coast love there in the ATL. 8-Ball and MJG with White Meat was also on here. Lovers and Friends featuring Usher and Ludacris. Classic, classic song, man. I love, 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 love. I can't tell you how much I love this album, but why is it only number 6? Well, next time when I get into the top 5, I'll let you know why. But I love Crunk Juice, man. Crunk Juice is one of my all-time favorite. If I find this on vinyl, my wife will get mad at me because I will buy this. That's how much I love Crunk Juice by Lil Jon and Eastside Boys. Yeah. So that is the first half of my rare, it's still moving, my rare Kool Tony D's top 10 albums of 2004. There we go.
Thank you for sharing your top, the first part of your top 10 albums from 2004. I had to look back and see whether I had top albums for 2004. Now, I remember things that came out, and I may save that for our next recording simply because some of them may be in your top list, and I don't want to, you know, steal anything from that. So I may save them for the next time, but I'm glad we got a chance to at least start the conversation around your top 10 by you sharing 10 to 6 on the list. By the way, let us know too if you've got a gig coming up at Point Remove Brewing, yeah, as you see DJ Kool Tony D out doing his thing there in Morrilton, Arkansas. Let people know where they can find you when you're listening to music, when you're enjoying beers, checking out sporting events, any of those things.
Yes, please find me at Kool Tony D. That's KOOTONYD on X, and also hanging out on Instagram with the beer picks. With football season, I'm all up on X. Any other time, man, I'm on X, but yeah, check me out there. But hey, follow my badass playlist that's on Spotify and SoundCloud. And yes, thanks for mentioning, Jerry. I will be DJing at Point Remove Brewing Company. If you just happen to be floating down the Arkansas River and you happen to stop in Morrilton, Arkansas, come by Point Remove. I will be there on the 16th of August DJing. And I have another one September 20th coming up. So that's just the Morrilton location. I'll mention the my dates for the new location that they're opening up in Russellville, Arkansas, which is about 30 minutes away from me, because I have a couple of shows there as well. So I like for my my audience just to go in, just come in with an open mind. The beer will make the music sound better. Mm-hmm. But hey, I'm just gonna take a deep dive into some badass jams and just let the night just go. So that's how I describe it.
Sweet, sweet. Well, definitely put some information on your Instagram so we can all make sure to follow that, especially for those who are local to Morrilton.
Thank you. Yes, will do. Will do. Where can they find you at, my man?
So I am at ntxbeer.net, and that is not only the place where you'll catch beer blogs, additional pictures, but it'll also be the place where you will see the show notes for Modern Brews and Beats podcast. You can also follow me at ntx_beer on all the social handles. You can follow Modern Brews and Beats, all one phrase, at Instagram, mbrewsbeats on X or Twitter. And if you'd like to become a supporter of what we do, we've been doing this for now 5 years. This really would be an anniversary show for this, because kicked it off on the 11th of August. So
cheers to you, man. Yeah.
Cheers to you. I mean, this is so, if you have been enjoying us this all this time and you want to get a little bit more content from us, I'd love for you to check out our Patreon page. So we have a Patreon page now. You can join and kind of be that supporter because podcast hosting is expensive, and we'd like to control the content and kind of give it to you in a certain way without a bunch of weird ads through the podcast. And being a patron just helps us support towards that goal. We thank you for even considering it and taking a look at the page. We really appreciate that. So thank you for enjoying 5 years of Modern Brews and Beats. We've got plenty more shows to and interviews and different things coming up. Some of them on audio, some of them on video. So you'll find a little bit more about that on the Patreon page. But in the meantime, enjoy your favorite beers and your favorite beats. Please do not drive drunk. Please call a cab, Lyft, Uber, a friend, or be a friend if someone needs to get home safe. Thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
Cheers.